Hi guys, I'm starting a podcast and I'm calling it the Engineering Managers Podcast, and I am your advocate, Nonso the King. Before now, I just want to put out ideas out there about why really should you listen to me? Why is this podcast important? And I called it the Engineering Managers Podcast, and I'm calling myself the Engineering Managers Advocate. Because I, like John C. Maxwell, who is a role model of mine, believes that everyone deserves to be led well, right? But in this podcast, I'm just going to be advocating you do one thing, which is that you clean your shoes after you get home tonight. Just before you toss it under the bed, onto the shoe rack, or somewhere, right? Just try and clean up your shoes. Now, in a series that would continue after now, I'm going to explain more about this concept of cleaning your shoes after you get home. But I think it's a good practice that everyone can begin, right? So, why should you listen to me? Consider this as a peer mentoring session. I'm in the trenches like you are, right? I'm an engineering manager myself. I've made a good number of mistakes. I'm learning on the job too, right? So think about it as an experimental approach versus where you have memorization and learning, right? So it's an experimental approach. And I'm going to be questioning a lot of, in quote, management leadership concepts. Now, not questioning in sort of like a bad way, but questioning to reveal either new insights or a new way to think about the same problem, or, you know, just to really reevaluate how we came about this conclusion at the time that we came about that conclusion. You know, so you might hear me going head to head with concepts in scientific management. You know, scientific management talks about, you know, top-down management control, which was used by the Henry Ford, you know, breaking down tax into something feasible that's a simple or a single individual can do one simple task repetitively, right? Obviously, that was like in the industrial age and all of that. You know, yeah, so you hear me from time to time going head to head with that. Goal or concept here is not to really throw all of that away. I mean, there's still real genius in that, right? But it's to question, because I think, obviously, this is not 1914s. This is 2022 as I'm recording this podcast. That's more than 100 years, right? So times have changed, right? The triggers, the environment, the way things were then is not the way things are now. So if we're still using those same concepts, then the question is, what have we learned over time, right? What has changed over time? What are the new questions, the new insights that we should be leveraging on? So I also talk about, you can't build an agile software within a waterfall organization. Assume a lot of people that will be listening to me will be engineering managers who already know what agile means, right? But this is what I've seen, and this has been my experience working across, you know, across different companies, is you can't build an agile software within a waterfall organization. Right, so just bringing the concepts of engineering into management, agile methodology for project management, but for also people management, right? Well, I don't know whether it's gonna sound new, but if you've not heard that before, then obviously it's gonna sound new to you. Also, you can't predict the future based on the past. And I like the book that says, what got you here won't get you there, right? A lot of things has worked, right? If you look at how Microsoft became Microsoft, I doubt if that system is going to work in the 21st century. And the reason why I doubt so is because the times are really different. And as at the time that Bill Gates was building Microsoft, that was the prevalent system, the tools, the technologies, the people structures, everything that he used to do that and win at that time, right, was what was prevalent at that time. So if you're building a modern startup that wants to, I won't want to use the word Trump, because it's not, the world is large enough for everyone, really. But if you're building a large enough startup with a vision that, you know, Bill Gates had or has, then you're definitely going to build with new and modern technology. So let's even go back a bit. We have React, Next.js, and all of that. Why would somebody want to build with, I don't know, maybe just Spaghetti HTML and jQuery or something like that? And there's nothing wrong with those, but obviously, we all know the problem that those will cause, right? If we go that way. Right, so that those are a couple of things that I'm going to be talking about in the series of podcasts that I'll be making after now. The key flaw with the top-down centralized planning approach of scientific management is how limited it is, right? And but then again, if we take it back a while, we were in the information age. If you take it back to Henry Ford's time, people weren't as skilled or as trained. That's why the tax had to be simplified to the simplest basic. And for some industries, that is what should happen. That is what should apply. But this is an engineering manager's, software engineering manager's podcast, because there have been other fields of engineering, right? And I don't want to speak for fields that I have no experience in. I have core experience. So who should listen is, one, the engineer who is thinking about leadership. Who should listen? The engineer thinking about leadership, right? Who again should listen? Who else should listen? The engineering manager who wants to lead well, who wants to lead better. Now, who else should listen? I also think the CEO, CTO, or the leadership team might also benefit, because we are all in management, right? Whether it's middle managers, junior managers, if it's anything like that, or senior managers, right? Or the C-suite. We're all in management. You know, and from one very particular experience of mine, I had seen management get it really wrong. And this is my own judgment, right? And by the way, I'm going to be having a lot of strong opinions. And the reason why I said I got it wrong is because a startup sprang by, yeah, just near them in the same city, and really just took the food off their table. Like, literally took the food off their table. And there was nothing new that the startup was saying that hadn't been proposed, you know, and not just by myself, but by the entire team that, you know, I was working with. And I found out that within the people that you lead and you work with was all the genius that you had, that you wanted, that you ever wanted, you know. But we never really reached out to them to have that impact. And guess what? I think everyone churned, you know. I left, a lot of the others left. I mean, within 2 years, a lot of people had gone away. You know, it was, and this is the truth, is it was from the very first day you knew. No, And sorry to be very so brutally honest, is that from the very first day of your onboarding, you knew you made a wrong decision. Sorry to say. You know, from the very first day of your onboarding, you knew you made a wrong decision, but you just want to give the organization a benefit of a doubt. Maybe you are wrong. Maybe you're too judgmental. Maybe you're too critical. Just maybe. You know, and then you stay longer until you are, you know, you get to that point, you know, what is now called the Great Resignation, where you have really just resigned. This affects organizations of every size, you know, not just large organizations, even startups. Startups could have a very toxic culture, you know. Yep. So even big organizations can have a toxic culture, startups. So it is not the size that matters, right? It is the leadership that matters. It is not the size that matters. It is the leadership that matters, right? Regardless of what the size of the organization is, the leadership always takes precedence. The leadership always takes precedence over everything, really. Over everything. I've seen this over and over again, you know. I've seen this over, and this is what has bettered my passion for leadership, for management, and for this podcast, really, you know. And I'm bringing it down every day is to this very basic concept: clean your shoes when you get home. Yep. Where is the part where you then care personally? Where is the part where you then challenge directly? You see, if we don't do this for inanimate things like shoes, we won't do it for people. Right? And by the way, those concepts were taken from the book Radical Candor. Right? If we don't do this, so how do you know a great person? It's how they treat their dog, how they treat their cat. Yes, we are all struggling in some area of our lives. We are definitely all struggling in some areas of our life. You know, but we're not giving up on you. So, there are lots of stories that we can tell ourselves. From poor leadership to great leadership stories. Alright, I think that will be all for today. Yes, that will be all for today. So I'm going to thank you for listening